A natural gas well operated by a subsidiary of ExxonMobil exploded last week in eastern Ohio. People near the area were still evacuated from their homes more than a week later as natural gas and salty brine poured from the site. The Allegheny Friend's Julie Grant reports the cause of the blowout is still unknown.
Sarah Longsmith lives in Powhatan Point near XTO Energy's Schnegg well. An explosion at the pad led to fires that lasted 3 days and a continued gas leak. There were no injuries. A Belmont County Emergency Management official says they evacuated a one-mile radius around the pad. Longsmith and her husband live further from the site and were told they were being evacuated. They spent 2 nights at a hotel. Longsmith can still hear the leak, a low sound in the distance.
It's eerie. You just wonder what's happening, and if it's still escaping, then it's in the air.
XTO spokesperson Karen Matusik says the well was one of four on the pad and was almost in production. XTO is working with a well control crew from Texas to plug it.
Right now, we are still clearing debris, and currently we're following a methodical process to safely address the integrity of an adjacent well on the same pad site.
Matusik says after the explosion, a construction crane ended up on top of one of the working wells, and that's slowing down their ability to cap the leaking well.
We think it's like it's laying on top of it, so they need to move that.
Matusik says rain has been slowing progress. The company doesn't know how much gas is leaking or how much cleanup will cost. State and federal regulators are monitoring air quality around the site and at nearby homes. Four are still evacuated. Regulators have also set up floating booms in nearby Captina Creek to protect it from salty brine water that's also pouring from the well. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.